is on Saturday.
I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I don't got no flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, we have the roll call.
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
Here.
Councilmember O'Donnell?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
Here.
We have a quorum, Mayor.
Thank you. So the first thing on the agenda is the public hearing, the last public hearing on the budget. And Ms. Miller, did you want to do a little short presentation?
Well, I just wanted to thank all of you for being here tonight for this important night. This is our second and final hearing on the budget document. We've also had a public hearing on the property tax and four individual work study meetings. So we've had quite a bit of time to review the budget. The budget has been online if anybody wanted to look at it. And tonight really is just here at the public hearing to take public comments. And I'm just here to answer any questions.
Okay, so Brenda, did we get anybody that requested to make comments on the public hearing?
We did not, Mayor, but we can ask if anybody present would like.
Oh, if there's anybody that's interested in making comments for this public hearing, please unmute yourself and let us know. So seeing no one, we will close this public hearing. So the next item is a new business, the ordinance adopting the 2021 operating budget. Ms. Miller.
Tonight you have before you ordinance, let's see if I can see, 2011-54, which adopts the 2021 budget. We've had, you know, a lot of input time to work on the budget and go through all the details of the budget with all the various public hearings and work study meetings and all the time everyone's put in. So I really appreciate that. The budget is in balance for every fund. The ordinance shows the total sources and uses of money for each fund and is adopted at the fund level. And I would just recommend that we go ahead and adopt the budget tonight for 2021.
So I make a motion to approve ordinance number 20-1154, adopting the 2021 budget.
Second.
Is there any further discussion?
No. Well, I'll just say nice job, May, everybody. I mean, we all put input in. We all had advice. We all worked through everything. So it went really smooth. I think we have a great budget going forward. So thank you.
Yes. Appreciate everybody's help and input and being there to listen and help go through all the various steps. We start with adopting the calendar and then keep all the various dates the RCWs recommend. And I think it's a really good process. And I really appreciate all your involvement and interest in the budget.
Council Member O'Donnell.
Yeah, I'd just like to second that. Thank May for all of her hard work. And you can tell that she's done this. This isn't the first time she's done this. So she knows what she's doing. I want to say yes to this, I do want just me being the freshman guy, maybe I don't understand, what the possibilities are moving forward. I know that I think that there's an intent to have a retreat this spring, and I'm hoping that we can talk about some of the stuff that's not in the budget, like potentially needing to unfreeze, another police officer position, and that we're not precluding ourselves from being able to do that down the road, in mid-year in 2021. also the city administrator, you know, I know when I was interviewed, there was a question about, you know, was I pro that or against that? And I said, you know, the mayor's super busy and it would be great for her to have some help on the day-to-day stuff. And so I would support that, and that's not in the budget. I don't know that there's a line item for doing an RFP for what we would want to potentially look at with the city hall or, you know, any other facilities that we want to look at, including the I know that there's an RFQ out right now for the police station, and I don't know the status of that. So those are the things that I'm hoping that we're able to revisit as the year goes on and progresses, and this isn't keeping us from being able to evaluate that by approving this at this time.
So, any further discussion, Councilmember Deedy?
No.
Councilmember De Leon hasn't spoken yet.
Correct. Sure. Right. Well, thank you, Mayor. I would especially agree with Councilmember O'Donnell's point about the looking into next year's budget for a few additional line items for additional staff that could include such positions as a city administrator. I think long-term planning, that's a really smart move. And I do plan to improve the budget tonight as well, with that understanding that there's probably plenty of things that we could continue to fine tune or add or what have we. But I think overall, this is something that will continue to work for us, and especially coming out of a really challenging year, and I'm just hoping that this budget also can help us in 2021 with the really serious work it'll take for us to continue to grow in light of some really challenging circumstances from this year. So I would agree, let's continue the conversations for what we could be planning for future budgets. But overall, yes, thank you so much for all the hard work that you've been doing on this, Ms. Miller, and so many other staff and everyone else with their input.
Councilmember Deedy.
Chris has a question.
Okay, Councilmember Wisnowski.
Just two things. I wanted to say thanks to May and all of the staff that contributed to this. I know it's a team effort to put budgets together after having done it myself for years. It's always all hands on deck to figure out what the budget needs to be, right? So it's a big effort from all of our staff. So thank you very much. May, thank you for always being to explain it to us in English so that we can all understand it. And I think, you know, probably one of the things to maybe explain would be the process that we could do to make amendments, right? Because I think Bernie asked about changes throughout the year. So yes, there is a process for that, Bernie. We do an amended budget at the end of the year with things like that come up, especially like this year, right? There's lots of things that came up that we could have never expected. So there is a process for that kind of stuff.
Councilmember Deedy.
So just to answer some of Councilmember O'Donnell's questions. Yes, at the council retreat, those are all great issues that will be brought forward. And that'll give us a chance to not only as a council bring issues that we are concerned about or that we think would help the city, but also a chance for the staff and the mayor to add input and help all of us to direct the city in the right path. So that is the perfect place to discuss all this and hash it out and move out of that retreat with a good direction that everybody from staff, mayor, and council are all going in the same direction. So yeah.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you, May.
Yeah.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.